Listening 4. An experience that's unpleasant. It's 6 a.m. and the waiter comes to my table. Do you want another beer? I look at my friends. Does anybody want another beer? Nobody wants another beer apart from Ted. However, when he asks if anyone else wants one and nobody replies, he says, "Actually, I'll have some food instead. Have you got any steaks?" "Of course." The waiter looks at our table. The bottles, the cigarettes, the phones. "Would you like to move to another table?" "Yes, please. That one there." "I'm sorry, somebody's already sitting there." "Okay, I'll stay here then." The waiter goes and I look at a bottle to see if there's any wine in it. There's half a bottle. Every time we go out, we always drink wine. Lots of wine. If you start drinking wine at 11 p.m. and drink all night, you laugh a lot and smile all night. Going out is the best. It's 9 a.m. and I should be at home under the sheets sleeping. But I prefer to be here, drinking with friends. Suddenly, I stop thinking about going out. An alarm starts ringing in my mind. One phrase is repeated in my mind. 9 a.m., 9 a.m., 9 a.m. I know there's something at 9 a.m., and then I remember. I have to go to work at 9 a.m. I agreed to help my boss with a big project this weekend. I feel panic, a loud noise, and I'm in my bed. It's the alarm. Fortunately, it was all a dream. A very bad dream. Can you imagine having to meet your boss at 9 a.m. after drinking all night? But luckily, I'm in bed. Thank God.